Hi, this is Anita from the Dusty Roads podcast, where we like to talk about all things to do with living your life as a global citizen. You know, one of the things that a lot of people want to know about if they're going to travel somewhere is which currency should I use or what currency should I bring with me? I've written a blog about the best currency for Vietnam, Cambodia, and Laos. And I just want to put a plug in here for a minute for my book, A Bus on a Dusty Road, Life Lessons from Living in Asia. So if you have a chance, check it out on Amazon. And in there, I talk about some stories about Vietnam and Cambodia and some of my travels there. So if you're planning to travel to any of these parts of the world, it might be kind of an interesting read for you to be able to read and to understand a little bit more about some of the life and culture and just maybe have an understanding of some of the things which I've seen during my lifetime, which may help you understand your own journey as you go to these wonderful parts of the world. If you're going to travel there, the question a lot of people ask is, which, you know, currency should I bring? What is the accepted amount of currency? I presently live in Hanoi, Vietnam. And, you know, years ago, like probably about 10 years ago, the US dollar was quite widely accepted. You know, you could pay quite a bit with US dollars. And if you're going to get your visa at the airport and you're going to need to pay for it, I think today most of the payment now is online, but you need some US dollars for that. Sometimes the taxi drivers from the airport will accept the US dollars or they may quote you in US dollars. But pretty much now today, even if some restaurants quote in US dollars, pretty much everyone talks about the Vietnamese dong. And so you will need to have Vietnamese dong here in Vietnam. The stores will quote you in Vietnamese dong, even if they quote you in US dollars and they'll convert it back to the dong and ask you for the dong price. If you use a credit card, they might give it to you in US dollars, but usually there'll be some conversion rates too there. And so the dong is pretty much the currency now for Vietnam. This, of course, is a change. You know, this used to be very different. It used to be very much that the US dollar was very much a part of the Vietnamese currency, but today this has changed. Personally, myself, if I want to have some Vietnamese dong, I many times have used my US Citibank card here, and I've gone to an ATM machine, and I've just withdrew some money from the ATM machine. You know, that worked well here in Vietnam. Yes, it might cost you a bit more, but you don't have to worry about exchanging the money. Because in Vietnam, it can be harder to find places to exchange money. You don't have like Hong Kong, where Hong Kong has a lot of these little money changers all around, you know, the major parts where the tourists are, where you can just go in and very easily change money. There, you don't find that so much here in Vietnam. In fact, there's more of the banks and the banking system. So I have found for me personally that an ATM works really well, especially in Vietnam and also in a place like Cambodia. A lot of times I just bring my US credit card and take money out. So if you're going to be traveling to Vietnam, you will want to have the Vietnamese dong. Some hotels, some restaurants might accept US dollars. You're probably going to lose though on the rate. So it'd be better for you to have the Vietnamese dong, especially for small things, for shopping in the shops, paying taxi drivers, and other things like that. Of course, there is, for taxis here, there is an app called Grab where you can put in your US credit card and you can pay that way too. Cambodia, which is kind of interesting, one of the best currencies for Cambodia is the US dollar. When you go to an ATM in Cambodia, a lot of the ATMs will allow you to take out US dollars. This, of course, is very different than Vietnam, where you cannot take out the US dollars from the ATM. In Cambodia, you can. If you're coming from the United States, one of the things that you need to be careful about in Vietnam and in Cambodia is make sure you bring clean money. They don't like ripped or dirty money here. You know, part of the problem is it's a hassle to go to the bank. They might think it's counterfeit. So if you're going to bring money from the United States to go to a place like Cambodia or Laos, bring in some clean money. Get some like fresh one US dollar bills. Those can be good for things like little tips or other things that you might need here. Sometimes finding the smaller money can be a little bit harder. And just make sure you have some clean and crisp dollar bills that look new. You know, that they don't have things written on them. Because I've had stores and other establishments where I've handed them U.S. dollars and the U.S. dollars had, you know, something written on it or it was a little bit ripped and they completely refused it, said they won't take it. You know, I've even had that here with the Vietnamese currency. With the Vietnamese currency, if it's dirty, there's been many shops that refuse to take it. The reason is they have to go into the bank and it can be a problem and the bank may not give them all of their money that they want, or they may not be able to get the money out from it. So that is one of the reasons why they like to have clean and crisp dollar bills here for even their own currency. In Laos, there is an official currency of Laos, which is known as the kip. But also like Cambodia, Laos will accept a lot of U.S. dollars. So, you know, for Cambodia and Laos, you can usually use your U.S. dollars. They may give you some change back in the local currency. And, you know, that's to be expected because they don't have a small change. They don't have coins. I don't know anywhere where coins are accepted, like the quarters or nickels or dimes or any of the coins. It's only the dollar bills. So, you know, the coins are usually not ever accepted anywhere throughout Asia when you're traveling there and they use the U.S. dollars. That is also a reason why I recommend that you bring some of the U.S. dollars with you. Always have the U.S. dollars with you. And then make sure it's crisp U.S. dollars and clean U.S. dollars. And then you also have some money in an ATM where you can withdraw the money. It may actually be cheaper to withdraw the money from the ATM than it is to go to a money exchanger that's going to charge you anyways, where you can very easily withdraw out of an ATM. I think one time they allow you to withdraw out something where you get something like 8 million dong, which would be close to something like 325 U.S. dollars in cash. Just be aware that, again, in Asia, many of the stores will charge you extra for credit cards. They will charge you a percent. This is pretty common practice, and it's very different than in the United States. Usually there's a price for cash and there's a price for if you're going to use a credit card. Sometimes you can bargain with them over this depending on how much you're going to spend. It just really depends. But this can be a pretty common practice for you in many of the stores here. And again, that is because of the fact that the banks are going to be charging them a specific rate. And so they will pass that on to you, which is usually maybe 1%, 2%, or 3% depending upon what it is for their bank itself. We've written a blog about this, which is the best currency to use for Vietnam, Cambodia, and Laos. So if you are interested or you're going to be traveling to these parts of the world, you can find out more about this by going to our blog post. And also, if you're going to be traveling there, again, we recommend that you check out our book on Amazon, A Bus on a Dusty Road, Life Lessons from Living in Asia. We'll also put a link to the description onto Amazon because we talk in there about Cambodia. We talk quite a bit about Vietnam and we talk about these parts of Southeast Asia. We tell some stories. We talk about what life is like over in this part of the world for many of the people who live here. We really do appreciate all of you for being part of our community, for listening to our podcast, where it's all about living your life as a global citizen. We hope that you'll join with us in living life as a global citizen and that you'll recommend this podcast to others, to your friends, and also our blog, A Bus on a Dusty Road. Thank you so much to you, and thank you to our technical team for making this possible.